Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And we got through another work week and getting through it today and looking forward to a wonderful weekend this weekend. Looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. I hope you can come out and join us 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday for our services. Our Spanish church meets at those times as well. And I hope you can come and join us for the Thanksgiving services coming up on this Lord's Day. And we look forward to next week being Thanksgiving week, and we'll have some special messages next week, just dealing with Thanksgiving and having a thankful heart. We have much to be thankful for. But listen, if your Bible's nearby today, I'd like you to go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, if you would please. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 16, where the Bible says, "For by him," that's Christ, "for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." We'll stop there. Notice that in all things he might have the preeminence. Preeminence means first place. Preeminence means number one rank. Preeminence means to be the chief. Preeminence means he's to be supreme in all of our dealings, in all of our circumstances, in all times and all situations, and in all eternity. Jesus Christ is to be preeminent. Can I tell you that he was preeminent in creation? He was preeminent, all things created by him and for him. John 1:3, "Without him was nothing made that was made." Hebrews 1:2 says that by Jesus Christ, who made the worlds, he's the creator. All things were made by him. There was no universe until Jesus commanded it. There was no matter, there was no form of life until Jesus commanded it. Molecules, atoms, gases, all had their origin and owe their existence to the Son of God. Three lessons I want to give you real quickly about this Jesus being the preeminent one in creation. He is the creator of all things. Number two, everything he created was created for himself. And that includes you and me, my friend. We too were created for Jesus Christ. I was thinking the other day about something I read, and I was going to try to find it here so I could share it with you. I'm not sure I'll be able to find it, but let me give you a third one. Jesus Christ maintains and governs all creation. Notice the Bible also says it's by him that all things consist. All right? The sun is 93 million miles away. What's fueling it? Jesus. What guides the moon and the planets on their journey through space? Jesus. Who keeps the balance in our universe? Jesus. He is in control. I read this earlier this week. This says God's in heaven when a scientist says to him, "Lord, we don't need you anymore. Science has figured out a way to create life out of nothing." In other words, we can do now what you did in the beginning. And God says, "Is that so? Tell me how you can do it." And the scientist says, well, we can take dirt, form it into the likeness of you, and breathe life into it, thus creating a man. Well, that's interesting, says the Lord. Show me. So the scientist bends down to the earth and starts to mold the soil. Oh, no, 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 God interrupts. Get your own dirt. Who created the dirt? Yeah, God did. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, created it all. By all things were made by him. And he has preeminence in creation. And he holds it all together. He's everything in creation. But he's also everything in the church. In verse 18, he's the head of the church, who's the beginning of the firstborn, and who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. And in all things, he might have the preeminence. He's had the preeminence in church. Now, we all acknowledge it, but do we practice it? See, the head determines all the activities. The head makes the decisions. The head gives the commands. All that goes on in the church, the head has given the message. Do we know his thoughts? Do we know his commands? Do we know his desires? He's relaying his messages to us. Oh, how does he do that? Through the word of God. You don't talk without words. And so he gives us his words in the word of God, the Bible. The secret of power and authority in our lives lies in our obedience to the word of God. Is this pleasing to the head or is it displeasing to the head? Is this pleasing to the body or is it displeasing to the body? Is this music going to please Jesus? Is this teaching going to please the Lord? Is the ushering going to please the Lord? The job of the nursery worker, the job of the usher, the job of the Sunday school teacher, the job of the preacher is to please him. In all things, he has the preeminence in the church. Without Christ, there'd be no universe, but without Christ, there'd be no church. He's all in creation. He's all in the church, but he's all in salvation. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, verse 20, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Salvation. Salvation. The Bible says down in verse 27, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope, the surety of glory. He made peace through the blood of his cross. Oh, to be free from strife, to be calm, to have a quietness. He gives peace from war and peace from the gangs and peace from the drugs and peace from the inflation and peace from the crime and peace from the violence and peace from fear and peace from worry. But there's no peace until you know the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. He is peace on earth. He didn't say, the Bible doesn't say just peace on earth. The Bible says on earth, peace. What? The Prince of Peace is now on earth. And that's where peace comes from. Jesus said, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives, but I give you my peace. How? The blood of his cross. Don't forget who this is. Jesus, the image of the invisible God. Jesus, the firstborn of all creatures. Jesus, the creator of the universe. Jesus, the sustainer of the universe. Jesus, the head and authority of the church. Jesus, the one who was in the beginning. Jesus, the one in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He died on the cross. He surrendered himself to pay the debt of our sin. His death felt by every person and all of creation. The whole creation groans right now, the Bible says in Romans 8, waiting for the glorious day when Jesus returns to earth and delivers it from the curse of sin. Take away Christ, you have no creation. Take away Christ, you have no church. Take away Christ, and you have no salvation. It's only by him we're reconciled to God. Now hath he reconciled us. There's a threefold purpose that he could present us to God. We're a bride. He's presenting us as a bride to the bridegroom. And the Bible says he wants to present us in Ephesians 5, holy, holy. We ought to, now that we're saved, we have our fruit under righteousness and holiness. Before salvation, where our fruit was under unrighteousness and sin. So having this holiness, the Bible says, let's cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Let's be a holy people. Let's be unblameable. Blame means to find fault. Oh, no, we're not at fault. He's able to present us faultless before the throne of God. Why? Because his blood has cleansed us from all sin. He wants to present us that way. But it's up to us. If we confess our sin, he'll forgive our sin, and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So get right and stay right in his sight. And then he wants to present us unreprovable. Unreprovable. Live holy, perfecting holiness, getting rid of the filthiness of the spirit and the flesh in the fear of God. We confess our sin, we stay clean in his sight, and we'll face him unreprovable. That means nothing to reprimand in me. Unreprovable. Nothing to reprimand in me. Oh, to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You see, salvation is so much more than just you and I not going to hell. Salvation is a salvaging of our life and using it to bring glory to God. I am to live holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. He's going to present us as a bride to his Father. That's what the Bible means when it says in Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But then it goes on to say, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So I'm working out what God has put in. And I want to do his good pleasure. Not my good pleasure, not our good pleasure, his good pleasure. He is to have the preeminence. He must increase. I must decrease. More of him, less of me. Much of him, less of me. Until it's all of him and none of me. In all things, he is to have the preeminence. Preeminent in creation. Preeminent in the church. Preeminent in salvation. All things, he's to have the preeminence. Living for Jesus. A life that is true. Striving to please him in all that I do. Yielding allegiance. Glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, my friend, let's give him the preeminence in our life today, shall we? Make sure that in all things, he has the preeminence. Well, I hope you have a great Friday today, and I hope the Lord will shine through our life and we'll give him first place, the rightful place that he has in our life, that he'll have the preeminence in each of us. Looking forward to Sunday services and Thanksgiving Sunday, as we call it, and we look forward to gathering together at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30, Spanish church as well on Sunday. And again, I appreciate those of you who write us from time to time, or help us with the expenses of the broadcast. Thank you so much. We appreciate you praying for us and supporting Words to Encourage Radio. If we can help you or pray for you in any way, please let us know, and we'd be happy to do that. And we'll look forward to being back with you on the broadcast come Monday. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us.
bright sunny smile.